Blog Talk Radio.
You there?
Scary casters out there. This is Dr. John Stemme, live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We've got an extra special installment of Scary Cast tonight. This is a brand new podcast that we will be starting in about 2 weeks, and it is called Growing Up Haunted. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's people's stories about hauntings, ghosts, UFOs, and Bigfoot, and whatever that they had while they were a kid, a child, or stories that parents have had about their kids and the paranormal. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. This came out of just some thinking about stories. People, everybody's got a ghost story. I finally realized that. So I'm very lucky tonight because one of my very close friends, Kevin Holland of The Walking Dead, and a great guy, he's from Alabama, he came up to help me move because I am moving. Because they want to sell where I live. That's fine. I don't care. All I got to say is I'm glad Kevin's up here. He was a lot of help. We had a lot of fun. Kevin, that's your introduction, and we are so glad to have you on Scary Cast's Growing Up Haunted tonight.
Hello. How's it going, everybody? How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great. In fact, you showed me tonight something that I'm very interested in. You showed me your Walking Dead cards. We're going to talk more about that. Maybe we can start selling them for you because I think they're great. They're picturesque. They're beautiful. They're gory. They're the best. They're everything good about The Walking Dead. So anyway, we're so glad to have you on tonight. And I was just casually speaking with you about an hour ago, and I said, you know, Kevin, I think everybody's got a ghost story from when they were growing up. And you said, well, I do. And I said, hold off.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick interview with you for Growing Up Haunted, part of the Scary Cast Paranormal Network. So first of all, introduce yourself. Tell them about you and your involvement in The Walking Dead, and then start telling us about your story about growing up haunted. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, as far as The Walking Dead, I got to be a pretty cool character out there. I was one of the walkers and on season 10, and I grew up kind of in different places that I've had stories to tell from different areas that they're all similar, but they all have basically the same denominators, which is ghosts or some kind of paranormal. And, well, so The Walking Dead was kind of a cool thing for me just to kind of, you know, get in the rhythm of the other side of it. But growing up, I guess it was a little bit scarier because a little bit more realistic than being on set. I think I was probably about 4 years old or five, and I had my grandmother's house. It was a relatively small house, and I didn't frequent there often, but I would go over there, you know, and hang out and play and, you know, visit the family. Well,
yeah.
So one of the cool stories about that just happened to be that when we get older, we don't always remember things the same. And sometimes there's people there to clarify stuff for us. One of the crazy things about being a child at my grandmother's was I always seen a fuller house than everyone else seen. I would be there, and I would always see the same faces. And growing up, I guess I never relayed anything or told anybody anything too much. I was kind of quiet. However, I got older, and I started explaining and trying to ask questions about some of the people that I used to go to my grandmother's. Turns out they didn't exist, but I know for a fact they did because I was there to see them.
Wow. Now, Kevin, I got to ask you a couple questions, if I may, okay?
All right.
Now, were the entities that you saw, were they adults or children or both?
My grandmother was a very religious woman, and I never seen it out of the way because it was older women, and she was growing up about that age. I think my grandmother was probably in her 70s, maybe, and there were women there, and they were kind of dressed as nuns, but not really a nun uniform, but you know, an older style black and white type. I guess you'd say like a pilgrim outfit type deal, but it wasn't a nun's outfit nor a pilgrim's. You could tell it was an older style of clothing, and I have vivid memories of the people. Everybody I've talked to said they were never there.
Well, now, did they ever speak to you, or did you ever speak to them, to those spirits that you saw?
Well, there was one specific lady, and she used to come in, and I always thought she was just a close friend of my grandmother's because there's a back area of the house that the deep freezer and everything was in, and that's where they used to tell me to go play with my toys because I had a little area out there and everything. So they would tell me to go play with my toys, and this lady would always come in with me, and I would have toys brought to me by her, and I would actually have the toys and still may have some of them, but my parents would ask me, where'd you get this toy? Well, so-and-so gave it to me. Well, so-and-so didn't exist, apparently.
You know what, Kevin? I'm going to interject something. My favorite book when I was a kid, and I was about 4 years old, kind of like you, was Aesop's Fables. You know, those wonderful fables that parents tended to read to their kids. Now, I lived in a fairly protective home, and nobody got into our house except the lady that babysat for me, my mom, my dad, and my grandmother. You know, nobody came in. If I had a friend, they would come in with their mother, and they would come in when my mother was there. So it was a very, very protected and very safe location. And one day, the strangest thing happened. A second copy of Aesop's Fables, it was used, and it had some very strange markings in front of it, but it just appeared. And, I mean, I didn't know what to do or say. I mean, I showed it to my mom, and she said, well, that's odd. And she asked the lady, Miss Lottie, who had taken care of me, she said, Lottie, did someone bring Johnny an extra copy of this book? And she said, no, ma'am, nobody gets into this house except you and your husband, not while I'm here. So it was very strange. I had that book for the longest time, and I don't know where it went, but it just appeared kind of like these toys that you say were brought to you by this spiritual entity. Now, do you, even though you may not have them, do you remember what some of these toys were?
Yeah, actually, I may actually still have a couple that may have been passed down to my child. We would go in there, and this lady would come to me, and she would bring me little toys like teddy bears, or I believe one thing that I do believe that I still have is an old little, the little tiny Hot Wheels cars, but it's not the Hot Wheels. It's like a different brand, but it's like a little Hot Wheels car. I played with that thing for the longest, and nobody knew where it come from. It wasn't like a a big deal, so it was never made into a big deal, but nobody really never knew where it came from. I did, but nobody ever believed what I told them. Said that they didn't
right.
exist.
So now what you're saying is this was like really a branded kind of toy that one would normally get at a toy shop or a department store, right?
These were not old toys. These were like relic, as if somebody was bringing toys like a neighbor or a friend or something like that. And I remember that vividly. And I just, for the life of me, never could put two and two together on how I could see these people, but nobody else even knew they existed. But I was, at the time, it was never made into an ordeal. I was a little bit older before I had started talking about these people, because they stopped coming. And I
right,
got curious and wondered why.
Yeah. Did you ever speak to this lady, and did she ever speak
yeah.
back to you?
She did, absolutely. She'd talk to me as if she was like a caretaker or, you know, a family friend. It was never an odd moment, never a bad moment. It was very strange afterwards knowing what I know now.
Was she pleasant? Was she nice? Did she smile at you?
She was. She was a very religious woman. She was very sweet, very soft-spoken, very graceful. It leaves a puzzle.
And if you had to guess her age, the age of the spirit lady that you saw, what would you guess her age was?
Oh, Lord, she had to be in her 60s or 70s.
Kind of like your grandmother.
Yeah, she was relatively around the same age. Now, my grandmother had no clue of anybody ever coming to her home. They had no clue who this was or anything. But they were around the same age.
Okay, now about how many different spirit ladies did you see or do you remember seeing?
So there were three ladies, and they would always, I guess looking back now, I guess I can see where it was weird, because I never seen anybody pull up. I never seen people show up physically pulling up into the driveway. But there were three ladies, and there was the one specific lady that would come to me, and she would speak as if she were, you know, we were close. Now, I don't remember speaking to the other two ladies, but I do remember seeing them. And I thought in my youth, I thought that I had seen my grandmother speak with these people. I guess, you know, after so much time had passed, when it finally became a prevalent conversation, that, you know, she had no clue who I was talking about, said that nobody had been there that fit any kind of description that I had said, nor did she have many guests anyways.
All right, well, now let me ask you this. You have a daughter. You have a very lovely daughter, and she's talented, and she's athletic, and she's smart. Has she ever recorded experiences like this with you?
So I guess my daughter's a bit like I am. She'll tell us stuff, but it's usually that if it's something that bothers her, she's very recluse in the sense of this. She believes in spirits and stuff, but she's still young. She's kind of got a fear towards the any paranormal. And so she kind of doesn't speak on the matters unless it's something that truly scares her. And she has told us things.
Okay. Do you mind sharing some of the things that she has told you?
I will. There was actually, we had a mobile home before we bought our house, and she was around the 2-3 year range, and she wouldn't really say things as much as she would point and say, "Who's that?" or "What's that over there?" And there would never be anything, and we would always, I guess do what my elder's done, rub it off like, okay, she's just playing around or she's goofing off. So she had actually one time said this, what's that over there? We, my wife, myself, and her had seen something move, but there was nothing there. We seen material items moving. We seen nobody. My daughter said that she could see a person. We couldn't see anything, and you couldn't. It was very, very vague as far as movement because there wasn't much movement. It just as if some leaves had got blown over when the wind is blowing, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay. So your daughter has basically had some similar experiences to the ones that you had.
I guess you could say that.
That is great. Well, I tell you what, that's a wonderful story, and you and I stay in contact frequently. If you have any more to add to this story, let me know, and we'll get this out to everybody. But I guess what we can say is this is the pilot. This is the beginning of Growing Up Haunted. It's a chilling story. It really is. I'm very interested about these ladies that were at your grandmother's house. And as you think about them more, if you come up with anything else, let us know. And by the way, I wanted to tell everyone that you are going to be with us March 31st and April 1st at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. We're looking forward to having you there, Kevin.
I'm stoked. I'm super excited and very grateful. I appreciate you for inviting me and having me there, and I appreciate everybody that's going to be there, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm super excited.
Well, great. Thank you, and we're excited to have you there. We're also going to have Sonia Thompson of The Walking Dead. She's just a gracious, nice lady. She will be there, and our speakers include Robin and Pat McCrae, our keynote speakers. I will be speaking. We're going to have a panel of our speakers, and they include also, along with Pat and Robin McCrae, Matthew Delf, Jennifer Jessica Jones, Reverend Lynn Myers, and a host of other folks. Billy Redden, the famous banjo boy from Deliverance, will be there with us at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, along with his buddy Kip Ramey. It will be nice if you want to come get an autograph from Billy. Come on, it'll be a lot of fun. That's April 1st at the Dillard House in Dillard, Georgia, the most northeast corner of Georgia. And we'll all be there. The talks start at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8. Get there. We're going to have vendors, artists. It's going to be a lot of fun. The 6th Annual Georgia Bigfoot Conference. Tickets are getting close to sold out, so you better get you one online or get there at the door early, because we don't want anyone to miss this great event. And Kevin, thank you very much for being our pilot episode guest on Growing Up Haunted. Thanks a lot. And will you come back to see us?
Always. Now, I appreciate
you. That's what we like to hear. Thanks a lot. And we'll see you next time. And we'll see you this coming weekend. Well, I guess it is now this coming weekend at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. So can't wait to have you there. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. And everybody have a good evening. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Kevin.
Bye. Y'all have a great one.